You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Your girl man save her. Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. When it turn right, but you turn all the way.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for joining us for this conversation. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and we are going to have a very thoughtful and insightful conversation today, all because of the guest that we have with us. When I say happy anniversary, many of us think of, oh, tall glasses and beautiful dinners and perhaps a luxurious party or a celebration of a wedding or even a business or something really positive. But today we're reflecting on an anniversary that has tremendous social, cultural, emotional, spiritual, physical, and even popular culture impact. 5 years and counting. Our guest is here to help us understand and to plan what's next. I ask our guest, would you please introduce yourself to us? Tell us who you are, what you do, and whatever you would like us to know about you.
Yes, absolutely. My name is Rachel Sewell, and I am part of this wonderful, important community of people who are COVID-informed and also just trying to stay protected and smart about other viruses and keeping our families healthy. For work, I am blessed to be a freelancer in marketing and PR and social media, and I'm further blessed to be able to have clients that are driving us toward that goal that I shared that's important to me. So, and I have two kids at home who are pretty much my main motivation when things get hard in that respect.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are very blessed to have your knowledge and your wisdom with us. So thank you, and you are so welcome here.
So happy to talk to you again, Dawn.
Well, okay. Let's just talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
5 years and counting. What does this particular five-year anniversary, right? This is the fifth anniversary mm-hmm. of the World Health Organization announcing that the COVID-19 pandemic is indeed a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the world changed. The world changed mm-hmm. drastically. So let's look at that in a little bit of historical context. Can you help us with that, please?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, well, you said historical context, but I think what I might do instead is talk about my personal perspective
sure.
on mm-hmm. what was happening 5 years ago. And because we all know the history of it, we watched the news, we tuned in, we felt that seismic shift in the world. And for me, it was very very eerie, very, you know, you have this sense in your body that this was a big deal, because it was.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, and I also remember, so my 35th birthday was the day that our family decided, okay, we need to take things seriously and kind of go into lockdown ourselves, stay at home. Right before our state, actually, maybe a few days before our state, started shutting down schools and things like that. So for me, it aligned right with my birthday. So every birthday, I always have the celebration of another year plus that anniversary reflection. But for me, I didn't have a hard time to grapple with until people started dropping precautions and moving on. And that what's hard about that is there's not an anniversary to recognize because it happened gradually. And so that became increasingly harder and harder the more people that dropped off. And I'm so happy on this fifth anniversary to share that I've started to see an increase, not necessarily in volume of people in the world who are taking things seriously again, but in people I am meeting. And so it dipped down to harder, harder, harder as people I knew started, you know, leaving me behind kind of. And then now I'm getting more and more and more support, and things are looking so much more promising because there's just so much more hope on the horizon. Like, okay, there are people who care, and these people are coming together, organizing mutual aid, community building, things like that, which we'll talk about in our conversation more, I hope. So yeah, that's kind of been the thing that's turned around in these 5 years, and I'm happy to be on the other side of that now.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about those things. I mean, let's talk about the things that you mentioned, and we can talk about them now. And I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Many happy returns. And I think it's important to talk about the list that you hoped we'd get to later, but I think we should get to it now. I really do.
Yes, agree. Love that. Yeah, let's dive into it. So community is everything. And I want to pause and take a moment to talk about people who, or talk to people who either really don't have community or feel like they don't have community or are struggling in that way and feel isolated. And I just want you to know we see you and we want to be there for you virtually if or until you find in person or continue that. Because you are one of the people who I am blessed to know virtually. So there's always room for making those connections, and those are very, very valuable. So I'm going to talk a lot about in-person connections, like in your actual geographical space, but there's a ton of help to be had with connections around the world with all of our resources, resource sharing especially. I'm going to talk about physical resource sharing today a lot, but just know that I have benefited from hugely knowledge sharing, resource sharing virtually as well. So I just wanted to say that little intro caveat. Okay, so I want everyone listening to think about if they already know or if they think there's even a tiny chance they could find even one family or person, one individual or one family in a 1 or 2 hour driving radius of them who shares their level of precaution or even similar to trying to avoid viruses. And if the answer is yes or maybe, then everything I'm going to say could apply to you. And so I want to talk about how all of these tools that we are adopting to keep us safe, whether it's air purifiers or other things that clean the air, or virus home test kits, masks, things like that, they are very expensive. And even the ones that are cheaper, like a $2 mask, they add up. And we have spent so much money. We are smart people. We know that spending this money up front does save us money sometimes on hospital bills and things like that. So it is a smart investment. And also you can't put a price on your health either. So there's that. But also we all have limited income. You know, there's only so much we can do. And so that is a really tricky thing to navigate. And so here's where this suggestion comes in. I really want us all to look at what tools we can share in a community. And it doesn't have to be, okay, one person has the money, they buy an air purifier, and then they share it. It can be, I mean, that can happen too. That's great. But it can be, hey, let's all pool our money and then have kind of a schedule of, okay, person one has a doctor's appointment April 1st, and so that person is going to take the portable clean air kit, battery-powered air purifier to their doctor's appointment, and then they're going to bring it to person two, who 5 days later has a dentist appointment, and so on. And that is a way that we can share the cost, spread the cost out, and it's just smart. It's just a savvy way to spend our money anyway, because some of these tools, not all of them, some of them are ones that you only use every now and then. And so why should it just sit there collecting dust if other people could be benefiting from it? So that's the main thing I wanted to talk about today. And then we can talk about examples and, you know, other applications where that comes in. But it can apply to testing. So there's a very accurate, sensitive type of home test kit called Plus Life. And I think you said you have one, Dawn. Maybe you said that. And it is expensive up front, but then the test, each individual test, costs a lot less than other ones that you might just buy from your pharmacy. And so that's something that in my community in Kansas City, a few of us have invested in these $200 COVID, it's not just COVID, sorry, test readers. And then people come to us, the people who have it, and we run the test for them. And if they can pay $10 for the test, they do. If they can't, that's okay too. We can kind of, that's another thing with mutual aid, we can kind of absorb that cost, because I had this very kind woman give me $20 when really she was only doing one test and she wanted me to pay it forward, which is just beautiful. So we've been doing that really successfully. And I'm trying to think of other examples. FAR-UV is a great example, because those tools, those disinfecting wipes, they are very expensive right now. I know that's all relative, so let me actually say some dollars. It starts at $500, $600, goes all up, all the way up to $2,000 per light. And that's just one brand that I'm familiar with. And that's because, Dawn, we are early adopters. It's just like any technology. Flat screen TVs used to be a lot more than they are, and then a lot of people started buying them, and then the cost went down for various reasons that I'm not an expert on, but, you know, supply, demand, like being able to buy the parts for cheaper on the manufacturing level, all that sort of thing. So we are at the early adoption stage of cleaning the air, and we are the pioneers, the first to adopt this. And so it's going to be more expensive right now. So anything we can do to kind of offset that cost, take the burden off of just one person, is great. And that's another thing that can be shared. So if somebody needs to fly across the country to visit their parent or something, whatever reason, for work, you know, maybe they take the small, like the Nuka torches, I think you have four of those, or I have a Krypton MVP, mobile virus protection is what that stands for, and I would lend it to someone who has to fly, and then they have more protection on top of their mask while they're flying. So that's the kind of thing that I don't use my MVP every day, because I don't go inside somewhere every day. So I don't want it to just sit there when someone else is going to maybe get a haircut and wants to wear that on their chest while they get a haircut, you know. So I've been talking a lot. Tell me what your reflections or your thoughts are on that, or your questions.
Well, it's certainly a fascinating perspective. We have the bioabundance and the
new kit lanterns. We have lots of air purifiers throughout the house, mm-hmm. and plenty of masks. And, you know, so we believe in these things. We really do. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my nonprofit, we give away masks, no questions asked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we put them in blessing boxes. We give them to neighbors. We just want them to go out, and we thank Be Healthy for helping us with that. And some of the other mask companies have helped us along the way, and we're very thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I hear this, the wonderful thing I'm hearing, you know, it's accessibility. You know, we have made a decision, all of us, that are choosing zero COVID, no COVID lifestyle. We are Novids.
Mm-hmm.
And we're choosing that. And so we've invested in that. That's what we're investing in. And so when I hear you saying that there are other ways to approach this for people who might not be able to make such huge financial sacrifices just up front, right?
Mm-hmm.
We decided that was our Christmas and our Easter and different things like that. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do
mm-hmm.
this. You know? I love it. I love that the tribal aspect of it, the mutual aid and
yes.
community care aspect
mm-hmm.
of it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and of course, I hope that everyone will have certain kinds of agreements and different things like that, because again, we're dealing with a lot of people that we only know virtually at first, but I love the idea of making these things accessible to people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and one way to make it even more official and organized is to start a clean air lending library in your area.
Mm-hmm.
So there, a lot of us have heard of mask blocks. In our previous conversation, we talked
yes.
about going to covidactionmap.org and looking at that Google map and seeing if there is one already near you. But that same map will tell you if there is a clean air lending library near you. So some of them have started, and they're just huge and really vibrant, like in Chicago, Clean Air Club, which really paved the way for this idea. And then I love hearing about that, truly. And then I also am just absolutely loving hearing stories about people where there was a mom who realized she had extra air purifiers that she wasn't using every day, so she just
mm-hmm.
gave it a name, gave her organization a name, and I want to give her credit, but I'm forgetting now what the what the location was. I want to say it's somewhere on the East Coast, but anyway, she just decided, hey, I have transportation, I have, you know, maybe three extra air purifiers, so she just made an Instagram account and went to town, and you know, it might take a while for people to realize she's there and request an air purifier, but eventually they started doing that. And that's kind of how ours in Kansas City started, too, because my kiddo was in school in person, and then suddenly he was not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had all these extra clean air kits, a Tower of Power, a Luggable XXL, and of course, I'm a fan of the cleaner the air, the better. I mean, I was using them
mm-hmm.
in my house. They're such low energy, like low power. They're not going to increase my electric bill. So I was like, okay, I'll just plug them in and have our air be cleaner at home. But I didn't really need them, is what I'm trying to say. So that's kind
mm-hmm.
of how ours was born. It was like, well, I have these tools, so let's just do it. And people in Kansas
mm-hmm.
City want to make additional donations, so we'll just build it from there. It's still pretty new, but we've gotten some donations, and we'll just go from there. But that's how it started. So that's, I mean, it can start that way, and it can be official, and you can have forms where people make their request and maybe sign something that says, you know, if I drop your air purifier in a river, I'll replace it, even if it takes a few months for me to save up the money. You know, like, that kind of thing, but
mm-hmm.
also it doesn't have to be official like that. It can be like-minded people who live in the same vicinity who just say, like, hey, I was looking at this air purifier. Does anyone want to go in with me? And, you know, you can get an Air Fanta 3 Pro for $150. And so three people could pay $50, and there you go. You have it for if you're traveling or if you have someone coming over to your house, for example. That's another reason why someone might want to borrow one is maybe they don't really go very many places. Maybe they work from home. Maybe they don't have very many appointments every year. But maybe their grandma is coming to visit them from out of town, and suddenly, oh, they need to clean the air for grandma's sake and for their sake so they don't, you know, share something contagious with each other. So there's tons of reasons why someone might need to borrow that. And you can apply, and please do apply this same idea, not just to keeping us healthy, but tools. Like there's tool sharing libraries. I think sometimes they are at actual libraries, like book libraries I've heard of, but you can start one of those. Like maybe you buy, I don't know, some lawn equipment, and that is not something you use every day. So maybe you get on a schedule where you share that with your neighbor. I mean, it can go on and on. Like you, things that we don't use every day, or things that aren't like one time. I mean, you know, masks, you're not going to share those, but we certainly do share them in the sense of giving them away, like what you do. And yes, Be Healthy is wonderful and bona fide with their PALCOMs. We got 200 free PALCOM KN95s recently from them, and we're so grateful. Our mask block did, I should say. So, yeah. There's just so many applications for this if we just start thinking in that mindset. And that is a way to combat what is going on in the U.S. government right now, economy, troubles, you know, things like that. If we do more of this sharing mindset, just a lot of good can come from that.
Yes, I'm Indigenous, and we think tribally all of the time. And so it's wonderful to see a tribal mindset, right, that we don't really even have a word for I. We're always thinking about our family. Every decision is supposed to incorporate to the seventh generation, at least the fourth. So when we make choices, we're making them with our ancestors in mind, our descendants in mind, our legacy in mind. And so the children in our culture are the most important people. You know, we live in a dominant culture where other people are seen as the most important people. But for us, children eat first. Children are precious. Children are our treasures. Everything is invested into our children because they're taking us into the future. So when I think about this kind of community care that and mutual aid that you're talking about, that's something with which we are incredibly familiar. Tribes, we figured it out many, many centuries ago that we couldn't make it on our own. We would have to work together to survive life. And so here we are, you know, in sort of, unprecedented situation. And mutual aid and community care becomes even more important than always. So what is the path forward? What is the next step?
Yeah, and I just want to say thank you because I am learning so much from you specifically and from other people who have that tribal mindset. And while I'm learning, I will say I also am going through the process of unlearning what was ingrained in me from childhood on of this capitalist kind of mindset. And so it's definitely a process, but I'm so grateful that you share your knowledge and you don't just keep it to yourself. Again, with the sharing, you know, you could just keep it among your own community, but you are choosing to share with us your wisdom so we can apply it even as we're unlearning our former ways. So thank you.
That's a really interesting perspective. We'll be right back.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage. Scroll down to Featured Podcast. Click on Play.
or click on subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come, another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
All right, so, okay, here we go. What do we do next?
Yeah, so, goodness, I think I want to go back. I'm going to keep talking about the sharing idea because there's just so much more to unpack mm-hmm. with that. But I think mm-hmm. If you're someone who needs kind of a clear step-by-step guide, which I'm someone like that sometimes, I think we're starting... I guess we should say we're starting year six.
Right.
And mm-hmm. if you haven't already done the following, I would make that your goal. So good job if you are wearing a mask. That is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. The next step would be to get a fit test. And
yes,
I would focus on that instead of focusing on nasal spray, eye drops, mouthwash, probiotic lozenges, things like that. I go ahead and do all those things if you want to and if you can. Like, if you have the mental energy and the money, do those things. But
we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Those are great additions. But I have been this person, and I've seen other people who kind of do those and forget to do a mask fit test and have uh-huh. no idea how uh-huh. their mask is not really sealing properly to their face. And so it's really leaving them pretty exposed and vulnerable.
Uh-huh.
So that's another thing that I needed support with. I needed help. Uh-huh. For some reason, I had this kind of block, this obstacle where it felt daunting to me. To get that done. I've talked to other people who don't want to find out that their favorite mask doesn't fit them well. So whatever your reason is, if I needed to call on other people to say, like, hey, for some reason, I'm stuck here. Can you come along with me and, like, help me get unstuck? And I would take any way to do that, whether it was I had different ideas. I thought if I plan like a community fit test event, I will have no choice but to attend it and actually get my mask fit tested. I haven't done that yet, but I'm just saying, like, that was one of my ideas. What I ended up doing is joining a study where they are trying to get participants to measure their face, test the mask fit, and then report back so that they can build a database where it makes it easier for someone to shop online for a mask where they aren't actually trying it on. It's called Breathe Safe. So it's a great initiative. That was what did it for me was, okay, if they send me masks and they send me the equipment to test, I will have no choice but to get it done and quit procrastinating. So that's what worked for me. But find something if you are stuck. Find something, maybe a buddy who can, like, keep you accountable, like, hey, let's do this together. Even if it's virtually, you know, like Saturday at 3 p.m., we're going to video chat each other and do this together. So whatever it is, I would do that. Quit procrastinating. Maybe you did it 4 years ago and you have a kid whose face has grown, and so this is your reminder to test them again. Do whatever you need to do. I would start there and then feel really good, pat yourself on the back, and then maybe go order some protective eyewear like goggles, and then start adding, you know, nasal spray, things like that. Or keep doing it if, like you've already been doing it. The next step I would do is just keep adding to your layers, you know. And let me step back. If you have never learned what causes transmission, like how someone who is sick gives their illness to someone who is not sick yet, first learn that. And if you need resources from us, you know, reach out to Dawn or me, and we will share our favorite resources just for, like, germ spread 101 and how it's airborne. But then once you figure that out, then you start going through your list of, like, okay, what keeps me from breathing in or otherwise getting someone else's contagious illness? So mask that's been fit tested, and then start cleaning the air if you're not already. So clean the air on the go, like bring it with you when you aren't in your protected space, like your home, where you're kind of in your bubble, if we still use that term, like people used to say. It sounds like you have a really robust bubble, Dawn, where you live, and that has been intentional, and I applaud you for that. But then when you go somewhere, like to a doctor's appointment, you have to think about, okay, I'm arriving somewhere where they have not been continuously cleaning the air.
Right.
And the patient before me or the 10 patients before me have been in this exam room. They've been exhaling particles and they're still lingering in the air. So I might come in my mask. I might even ask my provider to mask.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor and the nurse come in and they're wearing a mask, but there's still stuff in the air. So if I'm going to take my mask off for my exam, or even if you leave your mask on, you know, you have to think about that. So there's other strategies you can do. Like usually when you are at most appointments, you have a bit of a wait time before they come in and might want to like look in your mouth or do a throat swab or something. And so you use that time to start cleaning the air while you're waiting for your providers to come in. And there's different recommendations that we can make for the fastest tools to get that job done, air purifiers, far UV. But make sure you're bringing something, either you're borrowing it from a friend or you buy your own to bring to appointments, and you get that air cleaned quickly. Because what we're not going to do in the year 2025 is we're not going to bring stuff with us just to make us feel better. This is not about emotions. This is about physically being better. So I want anyone who has one of those cute little air purifiers that fit in their cup holder called Pure Zone Enrichment, or Medify is a great brand, but the Medify, I think it's called Medify MA10, I want you to get rid of those in the best way to recycle them as possible. They are not doing anything. And so this is the year that we actually start keeping ourselves safe, not just feeling safe. Does that make sense?
It does. And, you know, I have to jump in here just real quick and just say thank you for trying, right? We're upgrading. We're upgrading.
Yes, upgrading.
Everybody did the best they could with what knowledge we had. We are public health. I know everyone hears me say that all the time, but we are public health. And so we bought what we had available to us. We tried to do what we had available to us. In fact, even now, I want to thank everyone who's ever worn a mask, no matter what kind of mask it was, if you tried to keep other people safe and keep yourself safe. So we thank you. We all did the best we could. And I also want to say this. I'll say it. Thank you for washing your hands. We're so glad you did that. Keep doing that. But COVID is airborne. And so are so many of these other diseases that we are now finding being unleashed on us in addition to COVID. And so it's time, if you haven't been masking, please put it back on. If you have been masking, keep masking. Because I have people tell me, oh, I wash my hands, I sanitize everything. Well, wonderful. That's great. I'm so glad you do that. But if you don't wear your mask, these things are airborne and you're breathing them in even while you have beautiful clean hands and a nice manicure. So we really want you to keep masking. If you're already masking, upgrade your mask, fit test your mask, continue to mask, start masking again if you haven't been.
because these things are airborne, and they're around you. And yes, the vaccines, we have our Novavax, and we believe in Novavax, and we put masks on our faces. So thank you so much for wearing your masks. Thank you for sanitizing your hands. That's great. But we're asking you to understand that these things are airborne. And so this wise counsel that we're receiving today from an expert is what we need to do now. So you bought a purifier, and it was the best choice you had at the time, but now it's time to upgrade. And I kind of feel like it's a makeover show. They used to have those shows, and they'd bring somebody in, and they were perfectly decent, nice-looking people, and then they'd give them a makeover, and they'd bring them out, and everybody would clap because they looked stunning. Well, they were stunning all along. It just took the right things to upgrade them. So that's all we're doing right now. We're upgrading, or we're kind of getting ourselves on the right path, and please take this wisdom. Even if you've done it a different way, even if you were using something different, okay, that brought you to now. Now, what are we going to do to go forward?
Absolutely. And I also want to say, Dawn, I have been and will continue to be someone who uses something because it's the best that I know to do, and then I upgrade when I learn that there's something better. So mm-hmm. I had those cup holder size air purifiers. Mm-hmm. I was vilifying and saying throw them out. I had two of them. I mm-hmm. put one in our car, and I even remember putting one in my toddler's stroller. I
yes.
didn't have the full, mm-hmm. you know, stroller cover thing that some people have, but I just thought, well, let's give this a try. So I have since learned those are doing absolutely nothing. I shouldn't say the word absolutely. Those are doing close enough to nothing that I don't want anyone to bother with them. Now, other air purifiers that people maybe use in their home that just are not delivering enough clean air delivery rate to make a difference, I am not going to tell anyone to toss those. Those mm-hmm. can be moved into their bathroom because a bathroom is such a small space that they can have more oomph, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you have something in your living room, and you find out, and at some point I need to explain clean air delivery rate, but if you find out your air purifier is underperforming, I'm not saying get rid of it. I'm saying move it to a small bedroom or a bathroom, and mm-hmm. then when you can afford to upgrade to one that has a higher clean air delivery rate for
right,
the number
right.
of people in your home and the size of your home. I wanted to say that. And I also encourage anyone who is feeling any kind of negativity about not doing a better job, please scrub that from your mind.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
I don't feel bad that I didn't know better and so I didn't do better. But I, you know, like you said, we're just doing the best that we can with what we have. And now we upgrade when we have the luxury to do so and the knowledge to do so.
Mm-hmm. We also were being gaslit a lot. We're being mm-hmm. lied to a lot. I mean, I'm one of those pandemic mothers, right? And so mm-hmm. I know how long this pandemic is because he's walking around, this wonderful,
mm-hmm.
beautiful, miracle baby, right? And I remember mm-hmm. Someone telling me that I was overreacting. And that's how we got the bubble we have, and it's so effective. It's basically, I was like, look at this baby, our precious
mm-hmm.
future. Everyone who wants to be part of his life, got to live like this.
And also, the motivation, like you talked about, you had a newborn who grew into a baby, who grew into a toddler, you know, and that was your first and foremost why. And
mm-hmm.
I recognize that not everyone had that. I was primarily
mm-hmm.
also driven by my young kids, and there's a ton of other reasons to
sure.
live like
mm-hmm.
we live and do what we do, but I'm someone who's motivated by short-term,
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of
mm-hmm.
people are, and
mm-hmm.
so
sure.
it's motivating to me the tangible, like, immediate consequences of if my young kid gets a virus,
right.
I'm going to lose sleep because I'm going to be up with him all night, you know, and that sometimes will motivate me in the short term when the going gets hard, you know.
Right.
And then maybe other people are more motivated by, you get into kind of the psychology, maybe other people are more motivated by the very far away, unknown, maybe scarier, but like less tangible consequences. And if that drives them, great, you know, whatever motivates you. But for me, sometimes it's as simple as like, yes, I know the fact that, that repeat infections are going to harm our bodies, and I want to protect my kids. But also, like, I have no problem admitting that I just don't like feeling sick, or I don't want my kiddo to be uncomfortable.
Sure.
Or, you know, the whatever the short, or I don't want a loss of income because I don't have paid time off anymore. It could be, like, all of the, whatever your short-term or medium-term motivation is, like, don't be afraid to let that guide you, or even use it when someone is asking, like, hey, why are you masking? You don't have to, if you want to, go for it, but you don't have to give them your speech about disability justice.
No, right.
If you don't want to, you can just say, like, hey, I don't have any more sick days, so I'm going to wear this mask. You know, like, keep it simple. Yeah.
Right. Yes. And that's so wise. Thank you. Because especially in this day and age, you know, we have to be very prudent. You know, who are you around? Who's there? And, you know, wow. So thank you for that. We don't always have to make an announcement. And, you know, why aren't you? You know, we also don't have to lecture or shame anybody else. Mm-hmm. We have to protect and prevent within ourselves. And so how do we continue to do that as we move forward? And it seems that, well, it's almost like a video game where we've leveled up, like more diseases have jumped in the mix and, right, and less cooperation with masking and things like that than there was before. So what now?
Yeah, so I want to just keep on sharing practical tips. So the big picture is think about how, not only how you catch contagious viruses and diseases, but also, or illnesses, but also being strategic. That's really the main word. Like, how can you be
strategic?
That's
a great word.
So, yes. So that looks like timing your necessary, or even fun. I'll say, like, I have only talked about going to doctor's appointments and things, but let's say you would feel so much better if you got a haircut because it's been a long time, things like that. So if you want to do something either fun and you want to splurge on that, or if it's an absolutely necessary appointment, think about what ones you can schedule for, aim for spring and fall, but specifically aim for May and November, like early November, late October, early November, and then know that you might need to adjust that if caseloads are different in your area, but that tends to be, you know, when you're making appointments that you have to schedule in advance, sometimes you just have to guess, and that tends to be our best prediction. And so for my family's dentist appointments, we really try to do like early May, early November. So anytime around that. Also, a lot of parents don't realize that for kids who are maybe age 2 and older, who only have yearly well child visits with their pediatrician, like once you get past those every few months appointments, so for those yearly checkups, you don't have to do them on their birthday. And as the mother of a February kiddo, that was a great thing to learn. And so now we do them in the summer. And that's, you know, a better chance of when you go for your well visit, you're not picking up illnesses from all the sick kids in the waiting room. So that's another tip to be strategic. And then also for anyone who knows what tool they want for cleaning the air or testing for different viruses at home, like the Plus Life, there is this creator on social media, Jado COVID, who created a micro, I'm going to say this wrong, a micro loan, micro lending program. It's called the Circle Fund or Community Circle Fund. I apologize for botching the name, but it's something like that. If you go to his account on either TikTok or Instagram, it's called Jado COVID. There's a highlight about it, or it might be in his link tree. And it is a wonderful, wonderful program where you can apply to, maybe you want to buy, let's say, a clean air kit luggable, but you don't have $200 to spare, but you can do small payments until it's paid off. And then if you're someone who has extra funds, you can donate to it. And so there's more available funds for when someone needs to buy a Krypton MVP or a Plus Life reader or something like that. So that is a lovely, wonderful idea, because it supplements for when someone doesn't live in a community to do the idea I had, and they're just on their own, they can still have a way to make these accessible, even if they don't have, you know, $100, $500 right now today, but they need their tool sooner.
Right. Yes. And that's an idea for all of us, too. You know, my Easter baskets, I fill them with masks. Like, here's your Easter basket, everyone. You know, Christmas is, you know, coming, and I am adding something to your clean air library, you know, lifestyle. And so there's ways that we can take from that as well. I mean, how can we help other people when we order masks for ourselves? Can we order some extras when they're on sale?
Yes.
And share with other people? I mean, this does not have to be a heavy lift. We don't want you to become burdened down by, you know, this work, but we have to do it. We just have to do it. And I think it's kind of like, we also have to brush our teeth. We have to take a shower. We have to, we have to put gas in the car or charge it up. We have to do something. There's some things now that we just have to do. They're just the way that life is. And this is so helpful to hear you help us with this. I want to make sure that we do cover anything else you want us to know about now. What, you know, these are wonderful practical steps, and I like shopping lists and practical steps, and I think this is a beautiful way, because otherwise, again, we are public health. We have to go figure it out, and that's what most of us had to do. We had to piece it all together from Facebook groups and, you know, TikTok videos and try to figure out what should we be doing, what should we buy, and thank God someone would review it for us, and we could find out if we should have this or that. So, what do we do?
Yeah. Well, goodness. we just look, I think that if you do nothing else after listening to this, I want everyone to try to find connections in their community. I'm not saying it's easy, but if you are not active on social media, at least create an account so you can join a group and just send a message and say, hey, I'm not going to be on here on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever it is, but here's my contact info, let's stay in touch. You know, like something, can you, and I, you know, some people aren't comfortable on social media, but if you at least go to COVID, okay, actually, here's an idea. If you absolutely won't do social media, I respect that. Go to covidactionmap.org and find the email addresses of an organization near you and send them a message and say, hey, how can I stay in touch? And they might have a Discord group. They might have a Signal chat. These are all apps that we use to communicate. So just find something. Don't try to do it alone. That's my takeaway that I want everyone to have. If you're already in those groups, just check in with them today and, you know, send a message of some sort, even if it's just like, hello, how's everyone doing? You know, just try to not do it alone. And then I also wanted to add, I like seeing this trend. I feel like companies who make these air cleaning tools are starting to notice what the needs are, and I noticed that Clean Air Kits added, they're calling it a mesh guard, but you add it to your luggables And instead of just moving them from room to room, like it was originally designed, and that's why it has that name, because it's really lightweight, they added these mesh guards. And so now when people like me, who literally lug them all around town, they won't get all smushed anymore because they have this guard on them that keeps them from the filters getting squashed. So they kind of started noticing what that need is. And now I've seen that a lot of clean air lending libraries have luggables for that reason. I'm trying to think, Far UV Technologies, they make portable Far UV options, so you don't have to just mount them to the wall or the ceiling. You can put them on a tripod. And they started making, I believe they called it a fortress. So it's this heavy-duty black case, kind of a big black case with a handle on it. And inside, you can have one of their Krypton shields, maybe a Legacy Guard, maybe a Krypton MVP, the little one. I'm not sure what all comes in it. And that is, to me, the perfect community sharing option, because when it goes in someone's trunk, it doesn't get damaged. The light doesn't get damaged, but it can go from event to event or family to family, you know, and you can share that. And that does get pricier. We're talking about, you know, more like in the range of $2,000. But if you have, I would happily find 10 families who could pay $200 and have that amazing air cleaning tool for times when I have maybe visitors at my home and I know that I can have, you know, 180 air changes an hour if I set all that up. Like, how amazing would that be, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And people find resources for what they really, really want to do. I mean, I've had people tell me, oh, they don't have money for certain things, and then they buy a certain concert ticket, or they smoke, or they make other life choices, like drinking or something like that, which can be very expensive over time. So, you know,
it's
sometimes
just what your priorities are.
Right, and that's where strategy comes in. The number one reason I think that Indigenous people have persevered and survived and thrived for so long is wisdom. And wisdom is knowing what to do and when to do it and when not to do it. And that is strategy. And so I just want to ask you this one question, and then I want to share some community resources. Is there a wearable Far UV that you recommend, like that people can actually, you know, wear outside into the outside world when they must venture out?
Yes. I'm so
portable
glad you asked that.
Or wearable. Yeah, wearable,
yes.
Portable,
so
something.
There's portable. I'm going to differentiate, and I think you are too, portable versus wearable.
Yeah, wearable is what
I'm looking
for. Wearable,
it's also portable. But if it's portable, it's not necessarily wearable.
Right.
So
no, that's right.
There are some great, there are a handful of great portable REV devices that I recommend. There's Eden Parks. There's Nuket torches, the ones that come in a four-pack. The lanterns are not portable that you mentioned, but they are
not wearable, not portable.
Yes, yes. And then there's other portable ones. I take my Legacy Guard, even though it plugs into a wall, I just take a big power bank and I make it portable. And then there's tripod ones. Like, all those are portable. Okay, there's only one wearable Far UV device. I hope that others follow suit. I hope there's more in the future. But the only one today that you can get is the $500 or $600 Far UV Krypton MVP. And then what you do is you buy a $50 pouch that it goes in. It's called a holster. It's a faux leather pouch. It comes in pretty much every color you can think of, but most people seem to wear black and want to be like cool and incognito. And you can wear it lanyard style. You can wear it on a crossbody bag with belt loops. You can wear it on a belt. The best placement for it really is your chest, but a belt is better than nothing. That one was created by Sky from Rebirth Garments, and it's just so innovative. They have done so much for the community. So, that one is available at faruv.com, or if you want a lot more color options for a more speedy delivery. You can go to rebirthgarments.com, and there's more color options, but same price.
And what does wearing this do?
Yeah, so it covers, this is not exact. We used to say, I heard a lot of customers say that it covers a 100 square foot area around you. I don't want to, I'm saying that because that's the way a lot of our brains work. Like, we need to know a coverage area, but it's not an exact, that's not an exact number. But I know that's approximate. So, and I know that it covers a smaller area than like the Legacy Guard or the Krypton Shield or the ones that go in the ceiling. It's similar to having four of the Nuket torches, and it covers more area than a Nuket lantern, to kind of put it into perspective. It probably covers, I don't know, three or four times what a Nuket lantern would cover, because those are meant to really use multiple of them, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, so in, let's say, for example, you are in an exam room, which tends to be pretty small, as long as you're not blocking it, you know, blocking the light, it can cover pretty much the whole room. And it does it pretty quickly, and I'm sorry I'm not saying exact numbers, but I don't want to promise that it's like, you know, a 30-second kill time. But it's going to do a similar job to what an air purifier would do, just in a different way. So it inactivates the pathogens that are in the air. Rather than sucking them through a filter, it's going to keep them there in the air, but they just become not harmful because they are zapped by the invisible light. So that one, did that answer your question?
Mm-hmm. It does. Thank you.
And more.
Yes, I mean, and there's always so much we could discuss about this, and you have done such a gracious and really elegant job of sharing all of this with us in such a kind and empathetic way. I want to mention, before we close, some places that if you have, you know, faith, if you're a faith-based person, I am a Christian, and so I would love to share with you two places where you could find community that is intentionally COVID-safe, that's virtual, and maybe even you could work on relationships that you could find out, you know, how to do things in person, if that's something you want to do. And it's The Gathering Koinonia, and it is literally a non-denominational Christian fellowship that's on Zoom, first and third Wednesday of every month at noon Eastern Time, that's 9 Pacific, and there's a worship team and a pastor, several pastors. There's pastors that have a homily or a little sermon for you, pastors giving us some things to think about, the worship team plays and sings, everyone is together on Zoom, and even more wonderful than that, you can make some friends. Find some folks who care about you and that you can talk to. There's people who will pray for you. And so The Gathering, Koinonia, is on Facebook, and you are welcome to join first and third Wednesdays at noon Eastern. I also want to share with you City of Refuge, which is a Zoom hybrid congregation. They have an in-person service in Columbus, Ohio, and they require masks. But for those of us who are not there, we can join on Zoom every Sunday morning at 10 Eastern. There's a pastor, there's a sermon, we have singing, congregational singing where everybody gets to sing, there's prayers, there's some fellowship, and guess what? The best part, the reason why we attend, there's children's church. Mm-hmm. There's a children's message, there's lots of children that come, virtually, of course, and there's a time for the children to learn, just like if you had old-fashioned Sunday school. So, City of Refuge, Columbus, you can find Pastor Timothy Cho on Facebook and Twitter, and, no, not Twitter, I'm so sorry, not Twitter, definitely not, on Instagram and Blue Sky, and he can help you find your way into City of Refuge. So those are two places where right now your get off the couch action step, you can meet some people, share some community, And of course, all the beautiful, wonderful social media groups and presences that help us to navigate our way through all of this. Thank you for joining us today and sharing your wisdom and knowledge with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Happy birthday. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima. We'll see you next time.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.